Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States condemns in the strongest possible terms the recent horrific vehicular attack by a terrorist in Jerusalem. 4 soldiers were killed, including 1 U.S. citizen, and 17 wounded when a flatbed truck driven by an Arab terrorist rammed into a group of soldiers adjacent to the Arman Hanatziv promenade in southeastern Jerusalem on January 8th. 3 female soldiers and 1 male soldier were declared dead at the scene. According to the Israeli Defense Forces, an additional 2 cadets were seriously wounded, and 15 other officers and cadets sustained less severe wounds. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who visited the scene with Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman shortly after the attack, said the identity of the terrorist was known. Later, he was identified as Fadi al-Qanbar from a nearby Jerusalem neighborhood. "We are fighting this plague and will defeat it. We will overcome this terrorism just as we overcame other attacks," said Prime Minister Netanyahu. Speaking to reporters following the attack, Jerusalem Mayor Nir Barkat said, "To our dismay, there is no limit to the cruelty of the terrorists, who are willing to use any means possible to murder Jews and to damage the routine of life in Israel's capital." "There is absolutely no justification for these brutal and senseless attacks," said U.S. Deputy State Department spokesperson Mark Toner. "We condemn the glorification of terrorism now or at any time, and call on all to send a clear message that terrorism must never be tolerated. Our thoughts and prayers are with the families of the 4 Israeli soldiers who were killed."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.